Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Do you like fun and games? Do you like supporting the Stollery? Check the link below.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I am in Tucson. And I'm just walking around having some fun. As you also know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Paul Elliott. I am a employee here at How Sweet It Was Vintage.
Yeah.
I'm only just here one day a week.
Okay.
And then I co-host the Sunday morning IG live for the shop.
Okay.
Called Shop Girls.
Okay, nice. Well, First and foremost, you have the best last name ever, Elliot, with two L's, two T's.
Thank you.
Big fan of that. Tell me about this show that you host. What's it about? Well, like, is
so,
it?
So, Chrissy started Shop Girls in 2020.
Okay.
During lockdown.
Okay.
As a way to generate income while everything was closed.
Right.
It is. So it's been going on for 2 years, over 2 years now.
Okay.
People can tune in. There's a theme every week.
Okay. When you say tomorrow, theme?
Like next, holiday.
Okay.
70s.
Okay.
Gowns.
Okay.
So basically we curate a group of items, about 40 items.
Okay.
To present every week. People tune in. They comment sold on whatever the garment is.
What a great idea.
So it's sort of like a kind of like an auction a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a really strong community behind it now. A lot of regulars tuning in.
What a great idea.
It's really fun.
No doubt.
Yeah. So Chrissy normally presents the stuff.
I was just going to ask, like, do you have like a Vanna White who's just like,
well,
this is what we have?
She's kind of the Vanna and the Pat.
Okay, okay.
And I'm kind of back here.
Okay,
you know,
so,
grabbing the items that have sold. And
okay,
sort of
so she's chatting and talking and showing off and you're assisting
and
with
I'm
like...
I'm throwing in my two cents.
Okay, so you can we can hear you in the podcast as well.
Yeah.
You're the comedy relief.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay. Yeah, you and Tanner, you guys get along really well. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
And so people are tuning into this. Do you find it's like primarily an audience from Tucson or is it from like the world?
It's all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah. It really has built like a different kind of customer base.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like people love it.
That's right. No,
you know,
of course they do.
They tune in and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, they love us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're a great character.
Yeah.
You're a nice person to, like, chat with. So
sure.
Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great last name.
Yeah, great last name. Man, okay, that is such a good idea. Now, with the people, you're putting this live on where? On Facebook
this
or
This is on Instagram.
On Instagram, okay.
Yeah.
And so when people are, like, chatting and you saying the bidding war, like, does that happen? Like, hey, I'll give you five. Hey, I'll give you 10. Or how does this work?
It's not about the price. It's really just about, like, who gets sold in first.
Right.
The price is set.
Okay, okay.
But whoever says sold first.
Yeah, and you guys are giving color commentary on like where it came from, what the theme is, and then...
size, measurements, price, and then about the garment.
Okay.
A little bit of history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's got something crazy going on.
Right,
you know,
right.
Something more unique.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to talk to you about you a little bit. So you only come in here once a week.
Yeah.
So this is your day. Saturday is your day?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you do the podcast
tomorrow on Sunday. Yep.
So what is occupying your time for the rest of
So I work in marketing.
Okay.
For a local bookstore chain.
Okay. And marketing is such a vast and wide open term. So what kind of marketing
are you doing? I'm the assistant to the head of the marketing department at Bookman's.
Okay.
Which is another you know, sort of like sustainable business, much like vintage.
Yeah.
You know, you're not buying new clothes. You're coming in and you're giving new life to something that has already exists.
That's right.
So Bookman's is a huge sort of like Tucson staple.
Okay.
It's a buy-sell trade situation.
Yeah.
Started out as just books.
Okay.
But has grown to also include like video games, music, including like records and CDs,
okay,
housewares.
Oh, wow.
Magazines, comic books, collectibles, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, very cool.
So my weekdays are spent doing social media stuff for them.
Okay.
Planning events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat, okay. Well, listen, we're gonna throw it to an ad and we'll be right back. Enjoy the ad.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Now, a little fact about myself is I love music. Uh-huh. And me and my son have this game that we play where, like, we'll just put on a random song.
Sure.
And we'll see who wins. And I always lose because the game is who taps their foot first or bobs their head. Whoever, like, feels it first loses. So I've been bobbing my head like crazy during this whole film interview, tapping my hands. Who comes up with the playlist for this place?
Oh, I mean, it's just Spotify.
Okay.
You know, we're just cranking the algorithm.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is the vibe of what you guys listen to, though.
Yeah. We all have different musical tastes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're playing some like great songs. There was an old school throwback to Gangster Lean like 2 seconds ago, sampled by Ludacris.
Yeah, totally.
But it was the original.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm loving Tucson. Everywhere I go, the playlists match the shops, but like not in the way you think they're going to match the shops.
Right.
So we went into this one store yesterday that had the most eclectic, I want to use, change room I've ever seen, where they just had like a bunch of mirrors everywhere, but then you could buy the mirror.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't just like one big mirror to see yourself. There was like probably 30 different mirrors in there. And while I'm like getting changed and trying on my stuff, all of a sudden like they're playing stuff like SWV, Return of the Mac.
Oh, yeah.
We're from Fort Mac. And I'm just like, man, they played some, what was it? Jodeci, Get On Up. So like the music scene, you said you perform and you do stuff. Like what's the music scene like in this place? Like it's got to be all over the
Tucson?
Place. Yeah.
I'm not really that connected to the music scene right now, but... yeah, I mean, there are some great little festivals that happen here.
Yeah. What do you know about this gem festival that happens here?
It's huge. It's international.
Yeah.
It happens for about a month in January, February.
Okay, yeah, we've heard a lot about it.
Yeah,
but I want your opinion on it. Because I've talked to some people from tourism that are like, yeah, it's awesome. It's this biggest thing in the world. Then I've talked to some other people like, hey, man, it gets kind of weird when these people come around because like,
yeah,
so
it's
like,
crazy.
What is your opinion on like what happens to this community when that gem convention?
You just get, you know, kind of like a unique set of people roaming around town.
Right.
You know, people who are really into rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people who find like spiritual connection with rocks.
That's right.
You know, and I don't have an affinity for rocks.
That's right.
But
they do. Yeah.
And you can tell.
I like, it's one of those things where like I wear some crystals, I wear some rocks. Like I'm like low key into it in regards to like I don't know much about it, but I'm like,
yeah,
they're pretty. And like I hear what you're saying. Like it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Let's get on board with this. But I can only imagine because like a congregated, like, thousands of these individuals who are into that, it must be a very unique type of vibe.
Yeah. I'm sure they all know each other. It's great for the community, too.
Yeah.
It's great for business.
Yeah, no doubt. Know. How long have you been here for?
Working in the shop, Probably about 6 months. But
okay, but Tucson in general.
Oh, in Tucson? Yeah. I grew up in Tucson.
Oh, you did?
Left okay. in 2000 and came back in 2018.
Where did you go? I'm not going to even try the math. I think it's 17. But anyways, where did you go for that break of time?
I went to Chicago for art school, and then I went to New York.
Okay.
And then I lived in Phoenix for a while.
Okay.
And then I came back in 2018.
So what brings you back? Why? Like, you obviously there's something here.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was just ready to live in my hometown again and experience it in a new way.
Okay.
In a way that, like, I have come back and really sort of, like, used my new eyeballs and my new brain and all of the experiences that I've had in large cities with other people, you know?
Yeah,
I just have a different view of how things operate.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, when you were in Chicago, why did you pick Chicago for art school out of all the different places you could have went to?
Because I applied to one school and I got in.
Okay.
At the School of
there
the
you
Art
go.
Institute.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
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 Okay, very cool. Yeah. Well, listen, my man. I hate when this happens, but I'm getting the watch tap, so that means the show's over. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
It's a sin for everybody at home, because I'm going to continue to talk to you. They're just not going to be able to listen to the conversation.
Okay.
So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug.
Okay.
So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So I also am the co-host of a podcast called Release. It's a film podcast.
Okay.
The Instagram handle is release_pod.
Okay.
I do that with a friend, Caroline. She's at Womanhood. Bookman's AZ on Instagram. Shout out there. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll stop by.
Maybe. Might have to now.
Yeah. You might have to.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a pretty impressive place.
Okay. Cool.
And what else? This Dairy Queen on the corner over here. For the hot fudge sundaes every Saturday. Part of my diet. A staple, really.
There we go. And there will be pictures of this amazing Dairy Queen. Anyways, my man, thank you very much for coming on today. Appreciate it. For everybody at home, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me, so thank you very much. Big shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for your ongoing support. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. For everybody else at home, hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.